This is Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. Today's question, do AirPods make you look rich, or at least cool? Probably. Because as the Journal looks into what has taken over as the luxury it item for younger people, AirPod headphones remain everywhere and show no signs of stopping, more so than Beats headphones or a slew of other better-sounding earwear. Yet, that which resembles crystallized globs of sweat dangling from your ears, we have WSJ's Jacob Gallagher to thank for that accurate description, has emerged as the trendiest tech must for the masses. How did it happen? We'll talk about it after these tech headlines. Tesla is losing its general counsel 2 months after hiring him, replacing the veteran trial lawyer with a longtime insider who helped the electric car company navigate some of its biggest legal issues. Dane Butsuwinkas said in a statement he looks forward to returning to Washington to continue his work with Tesla in an outside counsel role, as in the past. His exit marks another high-profile executive departure for the company during the past 2 years, as it works to turn the Model 3 into its first mass-market electric car. The Journal notes the swift departure is reminiscent of another quick exit in September. Tesla's accounting chief left the company after only a few weeks, citing the intense pressure and scrutiny of the company. Pinterest has stopped returning search results for terms relating to vaccinations, which is a drastic step aimed at curbing the spread of misinformation, but one that also reflects the challenge facing social media companies in curbing hot-button health issues. Pinterest, which is preparing for an initial public offering this year, says it's also looking to develop better machine learning tools to aid with curation. And this year, the company is tripling the number of engineers focused on content safety. And now for the top data trend of 2019. It's not blockchain. Because blockchain, the digital ledger underlying Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies, that's actually dropped to the bottom of Gartner's annual list of the most disruptive data and analytics capabilities. Topping the list, augmented analytics, essentially the tools that leverage AI and machine learning. Last year, the value of cryptocurrencies lost more than 80% of their market value. By contrast, data and analytics tools continue to evolve from supporting internal decision-making to continuous intelligence. Gartner said augmented analytics will be a dominant driver. It also urged corporate data leaders to adopt augmented analytics as platform capabilities mature. Coming up, why the explosion of AirPod headphones shows no signs of stopping. The explosion of the expensive yet attainable AirPod headphones remains in full force. It is the luxury item of the moment, shows no signs of stopping. Why do you suddenly feel out of place if you're not forcing white plastic into your ears? Let's find out. Joining us in the podcast studio with more is Wall Street Journal reporter Jacob Gallagher. Welcome.
Hi, welcome. Thanks.
So when it became clear AirPods weren't going anywhere, we actually talked about it on the podcast because it was emerging as this fashion statement and this status symbol of sorts. And it was a new phenomenon that we were just kind of accepting. We're like, we don't get it, but it's sticking around, whatever.
Yeah.
Now it's sort of, it's like not only are we accepting it, but it's become this thing that we embrace and aspire to. Mm-hmm. How do you think this happened?
I think it happened. I'm glad you mentioned that. You know, AirPods were kind of a slow burn because they, you know, they were released about 2 years ago, roughly now. And when they first came out, there was kind of the joke was that they looked weird and they were kind of funny. And then people got them and said, oh, the sound quality is really great and they're amazing and blah, blah, blah. And they kind of went along like that for a while. And then sometime around last Christmas, just prior to that, around the holiday, I started observing online, there was a lot of jokes going around that were basically predicated upon the idea that AirPods made you look rich and made you look wealthy, and they were a very conspicuous item, which made it kind of easy for them to be memeified and for jokes to kind of ping around the internet because everyone knew what they looked like and you could kind of play with the visuals of them. But it's just this kind of prevalent joke now that doesn't seem to be going away amongst like teens and 20-somethings and even into 30-somethings about like, yeah, I have AirPods, I'm rich, I'm wealthy, and they're kind of a new status symbol in that way.
Yeah, I have to say, even myself, I was a late adopter, and it did change my life, and I have to say, I'm almost snobby about it. I'll be like, oh, look at that person wired to their phone. Like, how can it be? But yeah, like you said, there's a meme for everything, and it's because it's so relatable. Because the internet comes through often.
Yeah, there was I spoke to this kid who came up with like. I think it was, I want to get the verbiage right, but it was like, just got AirPods, and then Bill Gates just called me this morning to go to a meeting for the 1%, like being wealthy sure is tiring. Like, and, or just like the ones that were hard to visualize in the story were, you know, kids putting an image on and then being like, it smells like poor in here where no one has AirPods. Like they're very cruel a lot of the time, but they're kind of in that part of humor. But, these kids really, you know, it was funny because, and I keep saying kids, a lot of the people I spoke with for the story were in high school or were in college, and, you know, talking to them, they were saying, like, this is really translated over into their actual lives, and, you know, people around their cafeteria or amongst their friends will say, you know, oh, look at how rich I am, I have these, and it is a very funny thing. It's this kind of weird reframing of what a luxury item is. AirPods are expensive, but they're not the most expensive headphones for sure. And
right. Well, that's what kills me is because, you know, as someone who works in audio, I'm actually a very forgiving audiophile. But I must say they're not even that good is what's funny about it. But that goes to show it doesn't necessarily matter because it's just it's the item du jour and it's just keeping with what's cool, I think, at this point.
Yeah. Someone I spoke with mentioned that they reminded him that they were like sneakers. Like sneakers were the other thing in his high school that kids kind of talked about like that. And it does kind of – there are a lot of parallels there. Like, you know, Nikes, the hottest Nikes might not be the quote-unquote best shoes, whether for, you know, athletic purposes or how they're made or what have you. But because of their, you know, desirability and they look cool – they become this item that people really want. AirPods are basically treated the same way. It's interesting that we're at this age where a headphone and one that's basically the size of like two Tic Tacs stacked together.
And not comfortable.
And not that comfortable, yeah. Are you know, they're the big thing. It's very funny.
And I'm just curious because I know we don't have official, you know, numbers, but is there anything that we can just look to that says, yes, this is really true. People are getting these in mass amounts.
Yeah, well, I was getting a lot of anecdata from, you know, people I was interviewing that were saying like, yeah, I've noticed a lot more of my friends buying them, blah, blah, blah. And I was trying to figure out a way to figure that out. And though, as you said, Apple does not break down data for AirPods. If you look at Google Trends over time, which is kind of the search engine's in-house, you know, popularity measure, AirPods really started to spike in that like late November of last year, early December period, and they've really only continued to be popular. I think that their peak of popularity seemingly was like a week or so ago. So it's still enduring and people have really continued to memeify it. And now there's even this like next layer of meme that is about how people have AirPods in and they can't hear, so they're going to get hit by trucks. It's really confusing.
Layered.
But there's like, as with any viral meme, there just becomes these added layers. And, you know, it just goes to show like, you know, young people are really inventive and they really put their heart into this and a lot of energy, and it's pretty funny.
Yeah, no, they are very dependable, and I encourage anyone to go down a rabbit hole and check it out. That's what I did. Jacob, thank you so much.
Thank you.
That's it for the Tech News Briefing. Reporting from the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.